Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The Chicagoland Children's Health Alliance is made up of several of the city's top hospital leaders. It's pushing parents to get their kids vaccinated as soon as possible. WBBM's Andy Dane reports the effort comes as a CDC advisory committee meets today to expand vaccine eligibility.
Getting your child a COVID-19 vaccine is critical to his or her well-being.
Dr. Sharon Robinson with North Shore University Health System says some don't realize the difficulty of the last year for children who have missed out on graduations and playdates, and others who have lost loved ones.
These factors, along with the prolonged social isolation, have resulted in an unprecedented surge in mental health challenges among our youth.
The doctors leading the alliance say studies are clear vaccinating children is safe, yet they're still hearing from hesitant parents, some pushing a popular concern that teenage girls could experience infertility after getting the shot.
That's something that I'm already having conversations with some parents about, is reassuring them that that is not in fact the case.
Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Chicago's Transportation Commissioner says it's time to take a fresh look at the city's plans for making the city more bikeable, and that may include importing some ideas.
Chicago Department of Transportation Commissioner Gia Biaggi says that in Copenhagen, there are raised bike lanes that keep cyclists on a different level than cars and trucks. She told the Rotary Club of Chicago the city is looking at that as one option for making the streets safer for bikers. On a more day-to-day issue, such as keeping snow clear from bike lanes, the commissioner says there's an issue to be worked out with the Streets and Sanitation Department.
They'd plow the road and the snow would go in the bike lane. We'd plow out the bike lane and the snow would either go on the sidewalk or the road. Then they'd plow it back in the bike lane. So we're like, okay, so we're working on that.
Commissioner Biaggi says the current city bike lane plan is 10 years old and needs updating. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The national anthem, the subject of a mostly symbolic Republican-sponsored bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly.
The national anthem would have to be played at any venue that has received public money, from Bar League softball to a Packers game at Lambeau Field. There are no penalties for violations. Republican State Representative Tony Kurtz, the sponsor, and Democrat David Bowen are at odds on the issue.
When a billionaire can say at his whim, I don't want to play it, that's a problem.
I really want to hear from my colleagues to ensure that they are not infringing, especially athletes and their rights to be able to protest.
State Representative Lisa Subek, a Democrat, said she doesn't think it's possible to legislate patriotism. Republican Janelle Branchen said you can teach patriotism. The bill now goes to the Senate.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,